See the theme? The Fallon guessed it already. It's not a hard theme. It's not a challenge. There's no prize or anything. When you hear probably
there's
tomorrow
no
or Friday.
Prize.
There's no prize. No, we don't have any prizes.
Then why am I guessing?
However, let me tell you something. Okay. The Clippadoos are just selling like crazy.
Are they?
Yeah, they're selling like crazy because I think they're like hotcakes, Fallon, because I think that everybody's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to take my dog out for a walk and clip the dog poop to the bag. Etsy.com, search Clippadoo stocking stuffer, hashtag perfect gift. Hey, how are you?
Can I confess to you that you had given me one at one point and it's been lost? And I got to be honest with you, because someone called me out on it because I showed a video of Olive walking Elliot. Someone's like, where's your Clippadoo? I'm like, oh, they noticed. You gave me one like 2 years ago, and I totally lost it.
I can get you a discount.
You can?
I can get you a discount, family and friends discount.
Oh,
yep.
I like that.
You get one for free. That's the family and friends discount.
Oh,
yeah.
It's good to be your family or friend.
Speaking of gifts, we have a tradition on this show.
Yes.
And the tradition started on the show when I left my first big radio job in Colorado Springs. I was 21 years old, and my boss gave me a pen, like a nice $25 Cross pen.
Okay.
And I always remember that. It was like, oh, wow. And I still have it. I keep it in a little box because I don't want to lose it. And I haven't used it in years, but I always remember he gave me a pen. So a tradition started on the show that when everybody leaves the show, and we love them, if they leave because they're an a-hole, they don't get anything.
Oh, okay.
So, and trust me, there have been a couple of those. So I always give somebody a pen. And it started, I think, with, I don't know, I don't remember who started with. But anyway, a few years ago, Miranda, who I don't think you ever worked with.
No.
Miranda. She was one of our producers. And Miranda was great. So we took her down to Rudolph's down on Hennepin. Mm-hmm. And we got her ribs and we got her lunch. And I got her a bottle of wine. And I gave her a gift bag. And she opened it up and she pulled out this little box. And she opens it up. She goes, it's a pen. And she looked back in the bag like not to be rude, but like, is that it? What else is it? It was a nice pen, like a $100 pen. And then we all, like, Steve was there too, and everybody else on the show, and intern John, and we all laughed because her reaction was not what I was hoping for. It's a pen.
If you hadn't told me they have expensive pens, I wouldn't know there were expensive pens.
Oh, some very expensive
pens.
Yeah,
which I didn't know, and I would have probably had the same reaction, like, oh, a pen,
it's
thank
a
you.
Pen. It's like a keepsake pen.
Yeah.
So I got one for Steve, and I drove it up to the Grove yesterday,
Rogers.
And met him on his front lawn, and I gave him the pen, and I got it on video, and he opens it up. He played it perfectly. He goes, it's a pen. But it's a nice pen, because Steve was here for a long time, so I gave him a nice pen. You want to see the actual moment happen? It's on my Instagram, at Dave Ryan KDWB. It's a pen. So one day when you leave the show and get your dream job working over at Fairview Southdale.
Yes.
She wants to work in the gift shop. She loves flowers.
I love flowers.
So she loves.
So since I love flowers, I want to work in a hospital gift shop. Not be a florist or anything, but like work in a.
That's what I said
too.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
It's the weirdest thing.
So
anyway, she wants to work over at Fairview Southdale in the gift shop.
Yeah.
So one day when you leave, I will give you a pen and we'll get it on video, but you have to say the line. Let me hear it.
It's a pen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So you can see the video on Dave Ryan, Dave Ryan Katie would be on Instagram.
I need to tell you really quickly about a new show I started, and it has your boy, Bryan Cranston, in it.
Walter White.
I think you need to watch it because there's only one episode out. It's called Your Honor.
Okay.
He plays a judge.
Okay.
I don't even know. I'm not going to tell you anything, but I will because you have to just watch it yourself. And you cannot look at your phone because I looked at my phone in the first 5 minutes and I was like, who's that? Who's
and
that?
You missed
who's that?
Something?
Well, I didn't. Jake didn't. He was highly annoyed. He's like, put your phone down. I was like, okay. And he explained it quickly. We moved on. But it was maybe the most intense episode of a TV show I have ever watched in my life. It's like,
it stressed you out.
It stressed me out.
Like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Like, I predicted what was going to happen even in the episode and what I was afraid was going to happen, did happen. I was like, no, come on.
Oh, so now you gave me a spoiler. So what you're afraid was going to happen did happen. Okay.
Your mind wonders, and it's like, I want to like tell you the scenario, but I can't even tell you.
No, don't.
But it's just check it out and just be prepared. You have to like give it your attention, especially I think this first episode.
I can do that.
And then my underarms are sweating.
You texted me last night, and I didn't even have time to answer you. I had like 2 hours of prep for Ukulele Club last night because I had to go through all the ukulele songs, make sure they all worked okay. We had a great time on Ukulele Club.
Good.
Thanks, Ukulele Club, for joining us for boy band night last night. So that was kind of cool. And then I had some other stuff that I had to do. And finally, around 9:45 with Susan going, are you done yet? Are you done working? Are you done? I'm like, just a few. So then we have a big sheet of all the stuff that's coming up on the show.
Yeah.
And I compiled it, and I closed Word without saving. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it didn't autosave. They had to do it all over again. It took me another half an hour to redo what I had done.
Because
I closed Word without saving. And I don't know. I think I was groggy or something, or just like sleepy. Fallon. I don't know. Anyway, here we are. How are you? It's Wednesday. It's Worst Date Wednesday. And we've also got Christmas wishes coming up. Coming up next, though. Benjamin, who's a guest on our show once in a while, Benjamin with a brand new feature on our show called Benjamin About Town, where he reviews some things that are still open that you can enjoy. Benjamin About Town is coming up next. You can text us for anything you want or need or request or birthday or shout out for any occasion at KDWB153921. And thanks for listening on your smart device or on KDWB 101.3. 101.ADWB. We're all in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing better at staying home and wearing our masks and that type of thing. But Benjamin has been out and about.
Truly.
And so a brand new feature on the show here. It is called, I want to make sure I get the title right, because we spent a lot of time working on this one.
We did.
Benjamin on the Town. And here he is, all the way from a suburb in Minneapolis, Benjamin on the Town. Benjamin, take it away.
Well, how dare you, because I live in proper Minneapolis. But, Dave, when you're a handsome, debonair professional like me, a bon vivant, if you will, you constantly get asked the latest and greatest places.
Yeah.
And I am full of reviews and recommendations, so if you're looking for secret speakeasies in Vegas or dormant volcanoes in Portugal, I'm your guy.
Perfect.
But as you can imagine, these last 9 months have been different, and I'm not being called onto Penn and Teller's stage like I used to. Yes, I did just name drop that for world-renowned magician Dave Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
But anywho... I thought I would review some of the latest hotspots here in town with you two today, so I don't have to take the time to respond to everyone individually who's sliding into my DMs.
That's great. You know? I love that.
Yes. And, you know, I don't want to brag, but I have at least 3 message requests on Instagram right now. And they're all asking me for money, but we all know that's code for what's your review of the places you can get up in town.
Well, let's get to them then, Benjamin.
Yes.
All right, so today I'm reviewing my 3 places I recommend. So first up, if the fast food drive-through isn't your scene, but you still want all that four-wheeled action, let me remind you of a real throwback adventure, the bank drive-through.
Oh,
wow. Ooh,
this hootenanny is so much fun, I would literally put money on it. They have everything, Dave and Fallon. If you haven't talked to someone in weeks, there is a crappy speaker where you can interact with someone and talk about all your deep, dark secrets.
Oh!
Like the topics include why you overdrafted twice on sushi last week. Or deciding that, yes, opening up another credit card is a fiscally responsible idea.
Yes.
It's so responsible.
And Dave, did you know that the bank drive-thru is magic?
I did not know that, no.
Oh, yes, there is a magical tube. You can turn the money you put into it into the exotic $2 bill.
Ooh.
I'm not a doctor, but I am pretty sure $2 bills are secretly worth more money.
It's
so I'm
possible.
Not saying I have a mattress full of $2 bills, but you never know.
So you like the bank drive-thru as a play Benjamin About Town. Would you have an overall rating for the bank drive-thru?
You know... After much thought and consideration, I give the bank drive-thru 5 out of 5 mattresses filled with $2 bills.
Wow. Okay. High quality.
Benjamin on the Town is spot number 2.
Spot number 2 on my list of COVID hotspots. Well, okay, COVID hotspots is probably not the
probably not, yeah, probably, yeah, not the right, yeah.
Number 2 on my list of quarantine about town activities. Have you guys heard of the restaurant Dishes here in town?
Dishes?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but that's what my boyfriend yells at me every time I'm in the kitchen and he sees me making dinner. So he lives in a fictional world where he thinks dinner makes itself and requires no dishes. Because if I'm not cooking dinner, he dirties the equivalent of 1 paper towel while microwaving chicken nuggets. So apparently it's a hate crime to use a saucepan and a rubber spatula to put a hot meal on a table. So if you want to be berated by your boyfriend while making a delectable rosemary Dijon sauce, I highly recommend you check out my kitchen, known to its only patron as Dishes.
Dishes. Okay. So Dishes, the new hot spot to eat out. Benjamin About Town, we have time for one final hot spot that you have discovered that you want to tip us off to, Benjamin.
All right. So last but not least on my review this week is Mr. Dave Ryan's house in Chanhappen in itself.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes. I know what you're thinking. Oh, Benjamin, you've been invited there? No.
No.
But that doesn't stop me from going.
Okay.
Because with movie theaters being unavailable, I need blockbuster entertainment.
So yes.
I stand on Fallon's shoulders outside and I see it all.
Like all what?
Yeah.
First up, you see the drama of Susan locked in a home office slaving away at Clippadoo headquarters.
It's true.
Yeah.
She's chained to Dave's 1996 LaserJet printer making mailing labels while a recording of Dave plays in the background repeating, "Faster, woman, faster, my clip-a-doo, doo-doo, dog poop poo empire is near complete." Very weird.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then, yeah. And then, oh, man, the other window, yep, of the Ryan household, you can see the action of Dave's dog Josie and Cat Roger creating a series of Home Alone-style booby traps as they plot their escape from the house. And I don't read their handwriting very well, but I believe they have a picket sign that says, "Free us from the ukulele man."
Okay. Okay. Look at the time. My gosh, look at the time. Benjamin About Town. It really said, you have done some wonderful reviews.
Truly.
Do not come to my house. It bristles with armory. You don't want to get, like, you know, any harm to come to you. But Benjamin, thank you so much for a review. Will you do this again for us sometime, Benjamin About Town?
Oh, I would love nothing more than to give two thumbs way up on all of my reviews and recommendations for the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Benjamin. Stay away from my house. Benjamin on the Town, everybody, on 101.3 KDWB.
101.3 KDWB.
Brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
We didn't mean to make two stories here about celebrity nudes. This one's not a celebrity, but this is something that is just awful. There is a woman, and she is apparently a nurse, works in healthcare, because I was looking at her TikTok, and she's wearing like a mask and scrubs. Mm-hmm. And her name is Margarita Green. She just put a video on TikTok of the voicemail that her grandma left her. Well, why did grandma leave her a voicemail? Grandma accidentally sent her a nude photo.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to let you listen to the voicemail. Now, you can't see Margarita Green shaking her head and rolling her eyes, yep, at this one, but I'm going to play it for you. And here is Margarita listening to her grandma's voicemail.
Raven, this is your grandmother. I apologize so much. I sent you pictures. I pushed your name by mistake. I meant to send it to my friend Brian Allen. Please delete that picture from your group. Please, grandma, baby. Grandma, when I looked up at my thing and I seen that, I felt so bad. I was sending it to Brian Allen, but you know your grandmother don't.
Gave full name, like who she's sending it to.
Why is it better? It's Brian Allen, and poor Brian Allen. It's like, okay, well, I mean, I guess he didn't do anything wrong.
Brian Allen's getting nudes. No poor Brian Allen there.
Well, apparently she sent him to the wrong person. Brian Allen's like, where's my nudes? Okay, not only her mother, but her grandmother.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine getting... Well, this is maybe one of those moments where I'm thankful my mamaw does not know how to use a phone, but I wouldn't predict her doing that anyway.
Here's another reason I miss Steve. I can't use the, do you have any naked pictures of your wife joke?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, no. And I say, well, you want to buy some?
Yeah.
Let me try it on you.
Okay.
Do you have any naked pictures of Jake?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work that way. Do you have any naked pictures of your mom?
No.
Would you like to buy some?
You're sick. No.
Okay.
It's not the same.
It's
you're right.
Really,
it's
really not the same. Also, an only in 2020 trend, and here we go. Tinder just released a year-in-review blog post, and quite a few of the things their findings had a very only in 2025. Here are six of the best ones.
Okay.
Mentions of Black Lives Matter were up 5,500% in 2020.
Yeah.
And now, it's a more common phrase in people's profiles than the phrase hookup, only in 2020. people mentioning masks in their profiles obviously jumped a lot after March. Once the pandemic started, mask mentions were up 1,000%.
Well, yeah.
The most used emoji on Tinder this year was the person shrugging. I don't use that one very often.
I think that I've seen that a lot, where people just like, they'll put something that happened that was a disaster, and then it'll be like 2020, and then shrug emoji.
When the new Animal Crossing game came out, there's a big rush of people arranging dates on Tinder to meet up virtually on each other's Animal Crossing islands. I was so into Animal Crossing from March. I mean, I was one of the first people to buy it, I think. And then as everybody else's island got bigger and beautiful and more beautiful than mine, and I'd see them on YouTube and social media, mine still looked like awful with a palm tree and a house and a hut.
Yeah.
I was like, I played Animal Crossing probably for at least an hour every day mm-hmm. from March until probably August. And yeah. I haven't played it now in probably 2 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't talked about it in a while.
Not really. And the word vote appeared in twice as many profiles in 2020 as it did in 2019. And finally, Carol Baskin killed her husband became a popular phrase in bios and chats after Tiger King came out.
Okay.
Speaking of Tiger King, Joe Exotic is in the dirt today. So we'll cover what Joe Exotic is doing in the dirt in just a couple of seconds. And also celebrity nudes. So somebody's dating a celebrity. The celebrity breaks up with them. This person gets mad. And then they send out naked pictures of the celebrity.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Send them to their exes and then put it on the Instagram. And that's illegal.
The last person that did that was Rob Kardashian. He did that, I believe, to Blac Chyna.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. And it was like, no, you can't do that. Grow up.
We'll cover all that for you coming up in a minute on KDWB. As always, if there's anything you need to get a hold of us for, then text us at KDWB153921. And we'll be right back with Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Tweet Fallon.
Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB. We have Christmas Wish coming up at about 7:30 this morning. People are still asking, what's the deadline for Christmas Wish? There's not really so much a deadline. I mean, there is, but let me put it this way. You still got plenty of time. There is a deadline, of course. I would say by the middle of next week. Do you know Christmas is 2.5 or less weeks away?
I'm really excited. Nothing over the top planned by any means, but I'm really excited to just kind of relax and lay around and do the like slug life of watching Christmas movies.
Why is that so different than your regular life? There's really didn't sound like did you sound like describe Tuesday afternoon.
I have to get up early and come into work.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
Can I tell you, I talked to somebody over the weekend and they said, I have an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I don't like Christmas. And I said, you're right. That is an unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. Why? And they said, because the stress of buying presents, I have to buy presents for everybody. Mm-hmm. I have so much shopping to do. I've got the decorating. I got the hosting. I got to get everybody together. It is a lot of stress. I don't like Christmas. And I said, I've never heard anybody say that before.
You haven't?
I've never really heard anybody say that.
I have, but I don't understand those people.
I mean, I love Christmas. Yes, it is a lot of stress. And I've got maybe 18% of my shopping done. I got some online stuff, but it's all little stuff. I got yours done.
Yeah.
But Susan is like so hard to buy for. What do you want? Get me perfume. You still have the 8 bottles of perfume I've got you the last 8 years that are still 95% full.
It's because you two are like me. As soon as you want something, you just order it immediately online and don't like, see, there's nothing you want.
I'm going to tell you a little story. Okay.
Okay.
Susan, if you're listening, turn your radio off. I don't think she listens to my show. Susan's my wife, and she lost interest in the fact that I'm on the radio a long time ago. I'll say something like, did you hear us interview Taylor Swift on the show today? She's like, no. I mean, you missed it. You missed Taylor Swift. So a listener, this is Susan's one of her big presents. A listener draws amazing pictures. Her name is Cheryl, of dogs, cats, pets, parakeets, things like that. Amazing, beautiful, pastel penciled, and she drew a picture. I didn't ask her to, but she saw a picture of my dog, Josie, and my cat, Roger. She drew a beautiful, like, 9x12 picture.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. And I thought, I'm going to get that framed and give it to Susan.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll come back to this.
Why? What?
So you are giving a gift that was given to you to your wife as if you thought of it and got it for her for Christmas.
You're right. But listen to part two of the story.
Okay.
So I go into a little frame place. Just, I don't know anything about framing.
No,
I go and there's a really nice guy working behind the counter. And I said, I need help framing this. I really don't have an eye for color and art and design and frames. He's like, no problem. I'll help you out. So he gets a, you know, some matting, and he's trying out these different mattings, yeah. And there's a blue, because there's blue in Roger's collar,
yeah.
And there's like, you know, he gets some little tannish mauve, whatever, and then we're looking at the frame, and I said, probably a simple frame, and so he goes, well, what kind of glass do you want? I'm like, well, there's different kinds of glass. He's like, yeah, there's the anti-reflective glass.
Oh,
there's
my God.
The UV, yeah, protection glass. I'm like, well, I'll go with the best glass because, you know, you don't want it to fade and whatever. And he's like, okay, do you want us to bevel the edges of the matting?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll bevel the edges. He's like, yeah, because pastels tend to flake and the flakes will get caught in the bevel and you won't blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know cool. That. Yeah.
So he's like ringing it all up. He goes over the register. And now remember, it's a 9x12, which is the size of a large shoebox. Okay.
It's like close to a piece of paper.
It's not much bigger than a piece of paper. Yeah. Right. He goes over to the register and I'm walking around looking at little art books and little art supplies. And yeah. I'm not an art guy. I'm not going to buy anything.
No.
And he goes, okay, that'll be $41.95. I'm like, that's not bad.
No.
He goes, I didn't hear one word though.
Oh.
$241.95. Fallon, look at me. Read my lips. $241.95.
Did you just like grab the painting and run?
I was so embarrassed. I couldn't. I was like,
you paid for that?
He worked probably a half an hour putting it together.
So what? You should have said, you know what? Let's refigure this. I don't need beveling. I don't need fancy glass.
Right. I should have.
You should have. Oh, my God.
Oh, such a P word.
God.
What a sucker.
And you let the person pick out all the stuff.
Because he's an artful kind of a guy. It's not ugly. He's a very artist. I said, you're the artist. You decide.
That's true, but that's not always the case. Because sometimes you go into like a place and they work there and you trust them and they help you pick out something and it's hideous.
You should
go back and ask for a return.
I don't think that I can.
I don't think you can either.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's two. I thought $41. That's
okay.
Very reasonable.
You know
that $241.95.
You know what?
What?
I'm okay with you giving it to Susan now. I mean, at first,
that's what
it
I
was,
said.
At first, I was like, what a cheap son of... Although, side note, it was me who gave you the idea yesterday.
To what? To get it framed?
When you got... No, not at all. To give it to Susan. Oh. When you opened it, I go, you should give that to Susan for Christmas as a joke to save you some time, energy, and money.
Thank
Boy,
you.
Was
I appreciate
I wrong.
That. No, I appreciate
it didn't
your
save
ideas.
You money. It didn't save you money,
no,
David.
It cost me $241.95.
You're done with her, then.
And what?
You're done with her.
I'm pretty
Christmas.
Much done with her. So what would you have done? Have you ever been... Here's what happened. I walked out in the street, and as I closed the door, I heard him ring one of those giant bells. They ring one of those giant bells with a hammer, like when they sell a car at a car dealership.
Sucker.
And I heard a siren go off, and I heard shouting. I swear that as I got in my car and drove away, I saw streamers of confetti launching from the roof of this print job.
Serious question.
What?
Did you go to an actual local shop, or did you go to a big place that does
printing? No, shop local. Shop the tiny, tiny little place.
Then if nothing else, feel good, because they are probably struggling like everyone else, and even though it was ridiculous,
I told
to you,
myself that too.
That's
yeah.
You helped a business out, so I think that's actually very nice.
And it was. It was not a chain. It was a little mom and pop place that's been there forever.
Okay.
And I don't want to mention them because I don't want to make them sound like they're overpriced, because I was the sucker who, let me just tell you, when you're buying something and they're adding it up and they're letting you find out what it is that it costs before you agree to pay for it.
I've totally done that before. But usually, if you're in a fancy store, there's something about you can't say never mind, because they assume you're filth when you walk in, right? And so then if you're like, whoa, how much is that? Never mind. Then you've proven their point. But if I go into an average store where I'm not trying to prove anything and they're like, this is, you know, $300, I'm like, we got to refigure things. I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, I would have been too embarrassed to do that. I don't know.
I'm
just a sucker. Here we go with Dave's Dirt. There are naked pictures of Diplo on social media.
What?
If you happen to be the curious type. He admits to sharing raunchy photos and video with a woman that he met online.
Why not?
Occasionally, they'd connect for in-person sexcapades, and she accused him of secretly videotaping their bedroom activities. Then this year, the romance turned south. In anger, she sent the most explicit content from her phone to Diplo's other exes. Now, how she found him, I don't know.
Probably on Instagram.
Possibly. A few of his nudes also appeared on her Instagram. He sought a restraining order. Documents filed in court yesterday accused this unnamed woman of spreading revenge porn. His lawyer told TMZ, this individual has continued to stalk and harass my client and his family for more than a year. She made similar claims against Diplo just last month, so consider this a tit-for-tat situation. So if you ever get mad at an ex and you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put pictures of my ex on my Instagram, or I'm going to post it on their Instagram or their Facebook. Don't do it. That is illegal.
Have you ever worried about that? Have you ever worried about when you were in a breakup about the other person exposing you?
Exposing naked pictures?
Yeah.
No, because really naked pictures in my day was naked Polaroids.
It was like a drawing.
Were you waiting to tell that joke?
Where you just sit for hours, like, don't move. And it was your one portrait of your life.
My last naked portrait was done around the same time that Rose from Titanic's last naked portrait was done. And
so then you're saying Jack painted you like one of his French girls.
Fallon, you're so funny. Shut it.
Okay.
This is Taylor Swift. She talks about why she drops an F-bomb in one of her songs on Folklore. And she said basically the song called for it. Sir, I'm going to play the... Here is the explaining why she put an F-bomb.
This is the song.
This is the song?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Check out the song first, then I'll give you the story. But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go myself? Or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing? I'm only 17. I don't know anything, but I know I miss you. So she put that in there, which she'd never done before, and in a new issue of Entertainment Weekly, she says every rule book was thrown out. This is one of the times where I felt like you need to follow the language and you need to follow the storyline. And if the storyline and the language match up, and if you end up saying the F word, then just go for it. I wasn't adhering to any of the guidelines that I'd placed on myself. I decided to just make what I wanted to make, and I'm really happy that the fans were stoked about that. I think they could feel that I opened the gate and ran out of the pasture for the first time, which I'm glad they picked up on because they're intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right. Billboards. Well, you know what I think about Taylor Swift. She's just, everything is about staying relevant, and that's good. She stays relevant.
Yeah, good for her.
Even though she didn't really have a hit song off of that album, you know, here we are. We're still talking about it. And
no,
it's one of the biggest albums of the year.
Yeah, and it's nominated for a ton of I don't think she even cares if it has radio hits because she's nominated for like every Grammy, and she's at the top of every list right now.
Best songs of 2020. Here is, according to Billboard, the number three best song. I don't know how they define best.
Okay.
Of 2020. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics. I just raised my price. I'm a boss. I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Look, I got this here from Tina. I'm a savage. Yeah. Classic, bougie, ratchet. Is number three. Here comes the number two song, best song of 2020. Okay, and the number one song of 2020 according to Billboard is. Number one, what?
I'm surprised by that one. We didn't play that one really a lot. Even though I did really like the song, I was surprised we didn't play it more.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder what Billboard's formula is for trying to figure that out. Here's kind of an interesting story. And anytime there's a Dolly Parton story, I throw it in there because it pleases you because you're big Dolly Parton fan.
Yes.
Here is Dolly telling a story about being asked to participate in a halftime show with Katy Perry.
This one asked if it's true that Katy Perry asked me to be on the stage with her at the Super Bowl, and that is true, and I would have done it because I love Katy Perry, but at the time my husband was not doing good. He was kind of puny, and I couldn't leave him, so I couldn't do it, but one of these days maybe we'll do it again. I love her.
Okay.
That's nice. Yeah.
Celebrity products. Celebrities are constantly finding new ways to make money. But some of the merch they're putting out is questionable at best. Here are some of the strangest examples. The Situation Pop. You've never heard of it.
I don't know.
Mike the Situation Sorrentino actually sold $25 Signature Series lollipops with fake jewels on the stick.
Okay.
Hannah Montana Panini Press.
Are you serious?
Nine-year-old girls really making their own grilled cheese sandwiches?
funny, honestly.
Hannah Montana Panini Press.
Why not?
I wonder if you can find one on eBay and give it to like a big Hannah Montana fan who is Maybe. Now probably 22 years old.
Maybe.
Justin Bieber flossers. What? If you have to buy these to get your kids to take care of your teeth, you're doing it wrong. Kids don't floss anyway. Does Dylan ever floss? He's 13.
Oh, God, no. He barely brushes his teeth. We have to force him to. I got a Justin Bieber toothbrush when I first moved here. I don't know why I remember this. It's like one of those things. I had an appearance at Mall of America at a shoe store, I think like a DSW, and a listener stopped by and she brought me a Justin Bieber toothbrush and it sang.
It sang?
Yeah. I don't know. This is funny. So awesome.
The Gwyneth Paltrow, this smells like my V-word candle. Really, the less we say about this, the better. So we'll move on to WWE talking soap. Around the turn of the century, the WWE literally released soap that talks when you use it in the voice of either Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock.
Okay.
And those are some of the products. By the way, what's his name? Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
He is reaching out to, I think it's Kim Kardashian, to look for a pardon. Let me just scroll down here. You got a minute while I scroll?
No. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like she's not wasting her time with stuff like that. So, I mean...
Is it a waste of time?
Well, yeah.
He is reaching out to Kim Kardashian for a pardon. I don't think that she's going to go to bat for him because I think that he really is just kind of a creepy guy.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, I know you mentioned earlier that we have a jingle... Or, sorry, Jingle Ball. We have Christmas Wish coming up, but I didn't get a chance to say, but today is like a huge Christmas Wish.
It is. It's very big.
Like, we have multiple clients that pitched in, and I know, like, I think Dean's is one of them, so I want to give an early shout-out to Dean's Home Services for helping us out on this wish and so many more, because it's a big one. Like, we're going to need college muscle movers today, for sure.
They really will. So, check it out. Christmas Wish comes up at about 7:35. And by the way, if you listened yesterday and we were asking people to donate during the Treasure Island Big Power Hour between 8 and 9 o'clock, where they doubled your donations, matched them, we got about $3,200 in donations in 1 hour. We expected 1,000 on a good day. And so you really came through for us. Thank you so much. If you didn't hear the total amount, we absolutely crushed it.
We did.
So thank you so much for doing that. We'll be back in a minute on KDWB, Worst Date Wednesday. And I was looking over some of the Worst Date Wednesdays. This is one of the best stockpiles of worst dates that I've ever seen in my life. And that's coming up in a couple of minutes on KDWB, Worst Date Wednesday. Hey, we're always here. If you got a text or a birthday or, you know, your first day back at your job or a new baby or an anniversary or your mom's anniversary, anything, then text me at KDWB153921. KDWB, good morning. Dave Ryan in the morning show. How are you? It is Wednesday. We're like a week and like 2 weeks away from Christmas.
I know.
I don't have hardly any shopping done.
Really?
Most of you, really?
Yeah, because my sister and I agreed to not get each other gifts, which my sister is like me. She's impossible to buy for, so it just made life easier. So it's really focusing on like the kids. Jake and I did a handshake. We like did a price limit. And we're like, we're not spending more than this amount of money on each other. Handshake. And when we did the handshake, I'd already spent that much, so I was done. So it was great.
Done. I love it. All right.
Buckle up for Awkward, the Dave Ryan Show's Worst Date Wednesday.
Met a guy drunk.
Okay.
At Breezy Point.
Woo! Party.
Learned he lived in the cities. He wanted to take me out. Seemed normal when we were wasted. So a few months later, he took me to a Wild game. Now, the car ride there was like pulling teeth to have a conversation. I had to ask every question to keep the conversation going. So I knew it was going to be a long night. They're on the car ride there with nothing to say.
Yeah.
Silently walking into the arena, running out of things to ask this man, we finally sit down at the buffet before the game. The waiter comes over to take our drink order. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this will help him out. Because remember, when they met drunk at Breezy Point, they get along fine.
Great connection.
He orders three straight up Jack Daniels on ice. Now, this is not a Jack and Coke, Fallon. This is not a gin and tonic, any kind of watered dead Jack on ice. Three, one, two, three of them.
That makes me a little concerned for him, but okay.
You know, usually on a first date, you wait to see if they're going to drink or whatever. I was blown away. He slammed all three. And while we eat dinner, I find out he's 35. I was 23.
Oh,
at the time. He's 35, lives in his mama's basement, is unemployed, and to top it all off, we sit down to watch the game, and you know what he says?
What do you say?
I hate sports.
What?
That is Worst Date Wednesday. Date number one. Let me know when you're ready for another one.
I guess I'm ready for another one.
Need a breather or anything? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we're good.
had an awful date 20 years ago. Oh. So long ago that even 20 years is so bad that even 20 years now, down the road, I still remember the guy's name was John Brown. Yes, that was his name. He showed me his ID. His name is John Brown.
Okay.
I met him from Lava Life. Now, remember Lava Life?
No.
It's still there. It was a telephone dating site at the time.
Oh.
I see it on late night TV on the game show channel
so
on Buzzer.
So it still exists?
It is. And it's got this gorgeous girl. She's like, I really don't like being lonely. So it's kind of lonely living by myself. So I call up on Lava Life and I meet wonderful, funny people. And it's like, you're gorgeous. You don't need Lava Life.
No,
how
you don't.
Lame. Can you imagine? Hey, so is anybody there on the other end of the phone? Anyway, I'm getting off track.
Yeah, no, a little bit, David.
Met him on Lava Life. We chatted for a couple of weeks and he called me and said he was in my neighborhood. Wanted to hang out. So he came to my house and we went down to a local bar to play pool and have a couple of drinks. Now, we're walking in. He asked if anybody I know is going to be out tonight. I said, I don't know. Will you know anybody here? He said, no. We walked in right away. We heard, John Brown, what are you doing here? This guy comes over that he knew from pool competitions. The guy says, want to play a couple of games? John said to me, do you mind? I said, no, go ahead.
Oh, no.
He then proceeded to play pool for 6 hours.
You stayed for 6 hours?
6 hours with this guy. He barely talked to me this entire time. I talked to other people that were in the bar. John Brown did not buy me a drink all night, but a couple other guys did, and one even asked for my phone number. John saw that going down. He got pissed. He's like, I'm on a date with her. She's on a date with me. After the bar closed, we left. I had driven us down there, so I drove us home. I stopped in the road, and I said, well, thanks. Drive home safe and have a good night. He said, you're not inviting me in? God. I said, look, you just spent 6 hours playing pool and barely talking to me. You didn't even buy me a drink all night. I suppose a BJ then is out of the question. He did say that is out of the question. Yeah. I said, get out of my car. He got out of the car. I drove away. I went to a friend's house. He said he had just had an awful day, too. I told him about my date. He said, yeah. Well, I went to the restroom, came back out to the table. My date was in another guy's lap with her tongue in his mouth.
This is why. I'm looking at Tina's face, and this is why she doesn't date. This is exactly why.
Tina, most dates are not like this. You don't stop coming up with excuses not to date.
That's the kind of guy she would get, though. She's great and attractive. Yes, she would. She would, like, he would seem great, and then she would show up, and he'd be like, you mind if I play around the pool?
6 hours later.
She wouldn't wait 6 hours, though.
She goes on to say, I never heard from John Brown ever again, and that is from Beth. I'm not going to say your last name,
That's
Beth,
nice
because the world doesn't really need to know, but John Brown is out there 20 years later going, oh, damn.
That ain't true.
This is not even the worst of them. The spotlight date is coming up next on Worst Date Wednesday. You can't miss it because this is one of the things the show bonds over. One of the things, our great things about our show is we give you something to talk about and bond over with your son, your partner, your spouse, your coworker, your mama, your dog, if you're really sad. John Brown, maybe you know John Brown. You can talk about how, John, they talked about you on KWB this morning. Bond over the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. You can connect over that. We'll get you the Worst Date on Worst Date Wednesday next.
101.3 KDWB.
All right, getting back to the Worst Date Wednesday spotlight date of the week in a second on KDWB. And I think,
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Here it is.
Yep.
And now, get ready, because it's time for the Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week.
Oh, but first, happy birthday to Erin Norstedt. She's a big fan of the show and listens around this time. That's from your friend Matt.
Hey,
so
happy birthday.
If you think you're getting cocktails or happy hour like a bottle of Chardonnay, nope. It's a shout out here on KDWB Free.
It's the gift that keeps giving because he can play this audio for you anytime.
Brilliant. You can bust that out at a birthday party or a barbecue or something like that. Say, look at that. You got a shout out. So here you go.
Minnesota Sweetheart gave you a shout out today, Dave Ryan.
Am I Minnesota Sweetheart? Okay, let's move on. We have changed the names in order to maintain privacy. I met Brian on eHarmony. We hit it off right away. Talk about football, what we like to make for dinner and such. He called and said, I can make you a steak dinner at my place. Oh. Well, dating during COVID's hard because if you want to sit down for dinner, you've got to do it at somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
While we're on the phone, Brian warned me he had just moved here a couple of months prior from California and all his furniture's on the back order. But he did have a table at least. When I got there, his house was empty. besides a card table in the kitchen, an oversized chair in the living room, and a bed in the bedroom, and a pool table in the basement.
I mean, it did kind of warn her that,
Yeah, left by the previous homeowners, the pool table. Seemed a little strange, but, you know, I understand. Okay, it's fine. Brian answered the door with a glass of wine in his hand and already seemed to be slurring his speech. You know, a lot of these bad dates tend to involve drunks.
Yeah.
I took notice of, and I thought, maybe he's just nervous. He poured me a glass of wine. We went downstairs and played pool. I kicked his A at pool, and he seemed extremely offended. Like, sorry, dude, girls can play pool, too. Funny how two pool games figure into Worst Date Wednesday this week. He says, so you've been here for about a half an hour now. What are your first impressions of me? I said, I want to be honest. I said, when I saw you in person, you looked older than your picture. Not in a bad way, just older. He could not get over this fact and dwelled on it for the rest of the night. He was 39. God. I was 30 at the time. I wouldn't worry about the age difference because my ex-husband's his same age. But all of a sudden, he couldn't get over it. Then he took me on a tour of his house. I very much enjoyed decorating, so seeing his house as a blank canvas and offering suggestions on what he could do with different spaces.
Yeah.
He took that as I was moving in, apparently. He said, so, okay, when are you moving in?
Oh, no.
I looked at him like he was crazy. After the tour, we went onto the patio to start the grill. Now, he lives on a golf course, so I'm asking him questions about the golf course.
Yeah.
How it worked to be a member. That's when I realized I was in over my head because he told me he paid $28,000 to be a member of the golf course. And if we dated, what the heck, he'd buy me a membership, too.
Oh.
I can't imagine anybody spending that kind of money on me. Now, once dinner was ready, we sat down to eat. I was starving.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he goes, I'm not hungry, but you can eat. So
what?
Then he sat there, he watched me eat creepy AF. After dinner, I went sat down on the one oversized chair in the living room. Guess what he does, Fallon?
Did he comes over, her lap?
Plops on her lap,
knew
cuddles.
It. I knew
plops
it.
On her lap for a cuddle.
God.
After a bit, he randomly took his shirt off. I said, What are you doing? He said, it's hot. Oh, it's so hot in here. Let's take off all our clothes. She said, no, it's not, but you do you. I then saw that he had tattoos on his chest and back, so I changed the subject and said, well, let's talk about those tattoos.
Yeah.
We got to the one on his right hip area, and he freaked out. He said, I am not talking about that one. Why do you hate my tattoos? At that point, I jumped off the chair. I went to the bathroom. I composed myself, left the bathroom, went straight to the door and said, I'm going to go now. He turned around and said, okay, bye. As I left, I heard the door slam behind me, and I looked back. Brian was staring at me through the window of the door. The look in his eyes was very frightening to me. I was very glad to be out of there. Now, Fallon.
Yikes.
I offer you, as a bonus, another bad date from the same woman. Are you in?
Absolutely. Is it a little bit shorter?
It is shorter,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, then yes. Yeah. Let's do it.
This date is a second date with a guy named Daniel. We met in a bar close to our houses. For a quick bite to eat, and we were going to go watch a movie at his place. When we were at the bar, he decided he's going to order a very strong drink, one that the bar only lets you have two of them before they cut you off. He ordered two and basically downed them both. I was shocked.
Oh, my God.
Then I decided to put $20. Well, I decided to go put $20 into pull tabs and pass the time before our food arrived.
Yeah.
He'd never done pull tabs because he was a state where they're not allowed. He enjoyed them and said, we should go to the casino.
Oh, he's so in a gambling mood.
Yep. We decided instead of a movie at his place, we'd go to the casino for some spontaneous fun. We were playing blackjack, and he went up to the bar to get more drinks. All of a sudden, I heard yelling and commotion up at the bar. Turns out he got into an argument at the bar. He came back to the table with my drink and told me what happened. I told him to be the bigger person and just forget about it, but he could not. Mm-mm. We were done playing blackjack. We tried to request an Uber home, but there was nothing available for at least an hour.
Oh, no.
So we decided to get a hotel room. Now, remember, date number two, hotel room. Guy's kind of a drunk. So we got the hotel room. The group he got into an argument with was in the hotel lobby when we were checking in. They started up again. I got him to go up to the room with me and finally thought at least the issue was dead, but apparently he couldn't forget about it. We were drunk, so one thing led to another. We were in the middle of unicorn. I've never heard that expression. He said, I can't forget about those people. I got to go fight them. I got to go fight them. He got dressed, gave me his mom's phone number in case he got arrested. Yep, gave me his mom's phone number in case he got arrested, then went to fight him, leaving me in the room alone about a half an hour later. He showed back up at the hotel door and said, I did get into a fight, but I was able to make it back up to the room in one piece. We fell asleep and then Ubered home the next day. Then he ghosted me. Oh, my God. And that is Worst Date Wednesday.
Yikes.
If you got a good one, I'd rather have you on to talk about it. And this woman was going to be on, but she got a little cold feet and she backed out. Totally understandable. Send your Worst Date Wednesday with your phone number if you want to be on. If you don't, that's fine too. Send it to ryanshow@kdwb.com. Shout out Ukulele Club. We played this song in Ukulele Club last night. It's 5 Seconds of Summer on KDWB.
Three KDWB.
I got to do a shout out for a kitten. His name is Tinky. No, it's a girl. It's a girl kitten because Tinky is getting spayed this morning and Mama Katie is just one little shout out for the kitten. Now, we don't normally do that. Don't ask for another shout out for your cat. I'm not going to do that. But I give the shout out because Katie spelled spayed correctly. And there's a lot of hillbillies in my family that'd be like, yeah, you got that cat spayed? And I'm like, it's not spayed.
No.
You get that cat spayed yet? I'm like, no, it's spayed.
Oh.
S-P-A-D-E? No, no. So, Katie, thank you so much. Obviously not a member of my extended family who, number one, doesn't spay and neuter their pets because they want a barn load of cats and dogs.
I was literally going to say that. Why does your family talk about it anyway? I know they're the kind of family that does not spay and neuter their pets.
Certain member of my family used to call, hey, how are you? Oh, good. We got puppies. How many puppies you got? 9. I'm like, okay, well, that's great. You ever heard of spaying and neutering your what?
No.
Can I borrow some money for what? Pull tabs? Okay.
Yeah.
This is how my family goes.
Hey, but seriously, shout out Tinky. What a cute name.
I love it. Cammy G, what's up?
Good morning, beautiful people.
Cammy G works over at College Muscle Movers, and you are stationed in front of the Christmas Wish home right now, correctly? Correct?
Yes, sir.
You had a lot of moving stuff to do. I mean, a lot of this stuff, that when you hear some of the items, you're going to be glad we got College Muscle Movers to do this because you wouldn't want Justine, who's like, you know, 5'1" and 110 pounds, strapping a big item on her back and carrying it up the stairs. What's the what's the hardest thing to move, Cam? When you're moving things, what's the hardest thing to move?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, big, bulky things like armoires are challenging. You know, we get stuff like that. We get gun safes that are really heavy. You know, they're pretty symmetrical and easy to move. But then you get things that are fragile, like, you know, glass face hutches and stuff. So it's kind of a mixture of those things.
I know you've never broken anything yourself at College Muscle Movers, but in the industry, you probably heard about somebody dropping a player piano down the stairs or something like that. Has that ever happened?
Yes, accidents do happen from time to time.
And we'll leave it at that.
Cam, thanks for helping us out with Christmas Wish. We need you guys.
No problem.
And we'll talk to you. Thanks for doing it. We'll do it again tomorrow when you go do your thing. Appreciate you. Okay, Christmas Wish comes up in a second. Let me just cover a couple of quick little dirt items.
Okay.
First of all, Joe Exotic asked Kim Kardashian for help in getting bailed out of prison. I don't know how long he's in for, but I'm not really that interested in Joe Exotic anymore. So
same.
I don't really care that much. Check this out. Bob Dylan, local musician made good. I think he's from Hibbing. Is he from Hibbing? I think he is.
I have to Google it. I don't know.
Before selling all of his music, he sold it recently to Universal. He reportedly turned down a $400 million offer from another publisher. I'm only going to guess because Bob Dylan is older. He doesn't need, like, you know, $400 million. What would you do with it anyway when he's like 78 or 82 years old or however old he is?
Yeah.
So, but I think he just wanted to make sure that it was in the right hands. So that's kind of cool.
Well, and that's like Dolly Parton's always said, that's your legacy. That's what you can, and that's what you can leave to your family if you choose.
Yeah, I guess so. So that is kind of cool. In other dirt really quick, the best songs of this stupid pandemic-plagued year. Number one, Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. 2, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Savage, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce. Adore You by Harry Styles.
We played a lot this year. It was awesome.
Say So by Doja Cat. Dynamite by BTS, which I love that song. And we never really got to play it a whole lot on KWB. But I love that. Whenever it comes on that, I think it's a T-Mobile commercial, I'm always like,
I think you're right,
I like that song. All right. We'll be back in about a minute with Christmas Wish. Mascara alert from Sunrise Banks, just to let you know, in case you are one of the few people that are still wearing mascara and everything that's going on. That is coming up next on 101.3 KDWB.
Believe in the magic of the holidays. Dave Ryan's Christmas Wish.
I was talking to Brittany, our wisher, a little while ago, and she's like, I might get really emotional. I said, you probably won't be the only one.
Mm-mm.
It does happen. Brittany, it's okay. Thanks for being on Christmas Wish, and thanks for nominating your friend Amber. How do you know Amber anyway and her son Logan?
She's my big sister, my nephew, obviously.
Oh, so this is a relative. So, yeah, so you can nominate people that aren't in your immediate family. So if you live in the same household, you really can.
Right.
But we're going to have you talk to your sister, Amber, in a minute here. And I'm going to call her right now. What kind of sister was it? She's a big sister, so you love her a lot. What kind of sister, big sister, was she growing up?
She was a lot to me. She was always my best friend, mentor. She kind of raised me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I'm going to call her right now. We do this live as it happens. And let's make the phone call right now. Here we go.
It's been an interesting year because we don't have someone outside to guarantee they answer the phone. So it's been extra pressure on the wisher this year to make sure they do answer. So you arranged that, I'm assuming.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Although we could get Cammy G to go up and ring doorbell. But
hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Amber?
It is.
Hey, Amber. It's Dave Ryan and Fallon over at radio station KDWB. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have somebody on the phone that you have known most of your life. You're her big sister. We're talking on the phone with Brittany, and Brittany nominated you and Logan for a Christmas wish. Say hi to Brittany, Amber.
Hi, Brittany. Hi.
She sent in a Christmas wish, and we all looked at this one, and we said, my gosh, let's see what we can do. And then we started talking to some of our partners, and we're like, yeah, here's a good one. They're like, wait, wait, stop right there. We want to see if we can help you out. But let's go back to the original email that you wrote in to tell us about your sister. So, Brittany, if you will.
Okay. Amber has always been a best friend, mentor, and mother figure to me. Our father, he was an addict. He died when we were young. Our mother was also an alcoholic who recently passed. We had to grow up much quicker than most kids. Amber's only 6 years older than me, and she did carry the burden of raising me as soon as I was born. She's always put herself second. She made sure there was food on the table, bought me clothes to wear, took me to my appointments, even coached my sports teams. Amber had my nephew Logan at an early age. She's been a single mother for most of his life. This year, Amber planned on finishing up nursing school, but she was faced with a huge hardship. Logan, he's 15 years old, and he was diagnosed with brain cancer on October 7th. Most of the tumor was removed with surgery. He's in the middle of chemo. He starts radiation next week. Taking care of Logan is a full-time job. Amber's strong, and she puts on a brave face for him. But I know that she's struggling financially, physically, and mentally. I love you, Amber.
There are so many things about this wish that are just so moving. I mean, everything from you coaching your little sister's sports teams, which is something that a mom or dad would do, and then your son Logan at 15 years old, when he should be out causing trouble and coming home late and doing 15-year-old things. He's going in for chemo and radiation, started this past week. And you just found out about the brain tumor on October 7th, so barely 2 months ago. How did that come about? Did he have headaches or blurred vision, or what did you notice?
So he was just not feeling himself for about 2 weeks. He was weak. He had issues with balance and took him into urgent care and doctors and physical therapists. And they're like, oh, we don't know what's wrong with him. And so I insisted on a CT scan and didn't get one right off the bat because they didn't see a reason for it. I took him into the emergency room, and there he got a CT scan, and they told me that he had a brain tumor. And the next day he was in surgery at Children's Hospital, and it's been the most terrifying couple months of my life.
How is he doing now? I'm sure he's probably still in bed or up, you know, working on homework or something. How is he doing today?
You know, he's got more energy now that the chemo's kind of worn off a little bit. He's been done with chemo his first couple rounds for about a week and a half, and he's handling things like a champ. He's a fighter. He had to learn how to walk on his own and do basic things on his own, but you'd look at him and you wouldn't think that he has anything wrong with him.
You know, as the dad of a current 19-year-old, and Fallon is the mom of a current 13-year-old, we kind of relate to, and you can't even imagine, you know, what their lives are like, and then all of a sudden take a big turn like that. Let go back to, I'm so sorry about, you know, your parents, and that's so hard, because most of us were lucky to grow up with a pair of great parents, or at least one wonderful parent, and you struggled with that, but you kind of took over the raising of Brittany, and coached her sports teams, and put food on the table, and bought her clothes, and took her to appointments, and that's just something you would have never considered not doing.
No, it was just normal. I mean, she needed to be taken care of, so me and our other older sister, Crystal, we just took on that role and took care of each other, and, you know, as crummy of a situation as we've been dealt here and there in our lives,
yeah,
the best thing that has come out of it is the three of us are the best of friends, the closest trio of sisters you could ever come across.
I will tell you, there's not every group of siblings is that close.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot that, you know, they get along okay, but there are a lot that would not step up. So I know you won't, but you deserve a little pat on the back.
Yeah.
For doing all the things that you've done. So that's one of the reasons we really loved this wish. So we've got some things for you that we want to make your life as easy as possible. And we want to make Logan's life and recovery and procedures and chemo and radiation as easy as possible, because it's a process. So let's start up with Logan. I understand you two like to go hiking. Is that right?
We do like to go hiking, yep.
Okay, good. Well, we got some cool hiking gear. We got a hiking pole set. We got a hydration, like a Camelback backpack, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
We got some hiking gear. We got some hiking shoes. And then we know he's got an Xbox, so we got him a PC gaming monitor for the Xbox that he has, and a $100 Xbox gift card for the Xbox that he has. So that's good. That way he can go in his room, shut the door, put on his headphones, and ignore you. So that's their job at 15 years old, right?
Sounds like him.
We've also got, I mean, pretty much any 15-year-old boy or girl loves Buffalo Wild Wings and Noodles and Company. So we got some gift cards, so you can do, like, you know, go down, do the carryout or whatever for Logan, and some clothes and things like that. And because you also hike with Logan, we got you the hiking pole set, too. We got you the Camelback backpack with the water and all that. We got you hiking shoes, and I want to offer this. I've never offered this before. Have you hiked in Colorado before?
We did a few years ago. Logan and I drove down there with two of our dogs, and we hiked in Boulder, and it was one of our favorite places ever.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
I grew up outside of Colorado Springs, and I still have the house that I grew up in. I'm going to talk to you off the air about this, but if you ever, and I offer this to people all the time, I love it when people stay at my house. Mm-hmm. It sits empty most of the time, and there's beautiful hiking within like a half an hour away. I mean, it's Colorado.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you off the air, but if you and Logan want to go out there, I will pay for your airfare for you to fly out there and stay at my house for a few days to go hiking when he's up to it, okay?
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
It is so beautiful. You'll absolutely love it. Fallon stayed there one time.
I'm not even
beautiful.
A big hiker, and I enjoyed it. So it's beautiful.
But there's more. We got for your family, we've got groceries, grocery gift card, thanks to a donation made by Keto Coach. God love you, Keto Coach, for helping us out with that one. $500 grocery gift card. $500 Home Depot gift card. If there's any home modifications you need, or you just want to buy yourself a router or a miter saw, get yourself a $500 Home Depot gift card. Gas card, going back and forth to appointments and chemo and treatments, we got a gas card for $100. Devani's heard about this. They said, well, what can we do? We said, well, I know. How about a gift card? They said, done. So we got a $50 gift card. Again, go grab some carry out. From T-Mobile, is giving you a $100 Visa gift card. All these things are just to make your life a little bit easier, so you have one fewer thing to worry about. But I'm not done yet.
Nope.
Dean's Home Services heard that you needed a new water heater. Is there any truth to that story?
That is true.
What's up with the current water heater?
It's just really old. We've got, you know, a couple appliances that are just kind of on their last leg here.
Okay, well, we're going to take care of you with the new water heater from Dean's Home Services, and they are a locally owned company, and we know the owners, and they're just the coolest.
They're so kind,
yeah. thanks a lot to Dean's Home Services. Sleep Number, another local company. They said, wait, well, do you need beds? And we said, you got beds? They said, we got beds. So we got two queen Sleep Number 360 P6 smart beds, thanks to Sleep Number, because Logan was sleeping on a smaller, like a hand-me-down mattress, right?
Yep.
So we got a bed for you and Logan. That's two beds from Sleep Number. And then the mat pads and the sheets and the pillows, they'll all be delivered later. Thanks so much to Sleep Number, such a great member of the community, and we love being affiliated with Sleep Number for years and years, because they heard about this and they said, not one bed, two beds.
Yep.
And they're queen size, so that's awesome. And then there's another bonus, and that is the Treasure Island Resort and Casino bonus. They heard you needed a new washer dryer. Do you need a new washer dryer?
Yep.
We got one for you. Treasure Island Resort and Casino has got you and Logan a new washer dryer, and they're going to get that set up and taken care of for you. And we're going to deliver that later and set it up and plug it in and test it out and make sure it's all good. And that's from Treasure Island, okay?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing. Absolutely amazing. I don't know what to say.
You know, that's okay. You don't have to say anything. You've said and done enough. Mm-hmm. You've already said it all. And we're so happy that we got a hold of you and we found out about you. We're happy that Brittany, your little sister, told us about you and Logan. And we're happy that you three sisters are close and you're all kind of taking care of each other. You've taken care of Brittany all these years. And now Brittany gets a chance to pay back and to take care of you and Logan. And we're so happy to be a part of it. And I want to tell you that all the people who donated yesterday, this is what you're donating for. This is what you're $25 or your $100 or your $200 went for. This is what we do on Christmas Wish. And that's the way it works. And it's all from T-Mobile and our other partners, Treasure Island and Keto Coach. And thanks so much for doing this. I'm going to let you and Brittany have a moment. I'm going to walk over here. I'm going to go over here and let you have a moment, okay? I'm over here now.
Hi, Amber. Oh, I'm glad I could help you guys out. Like you said, you've done so much for me my whole life. I never really know what I can do for you. You know, I don't necessarily have the means to support you like you always did with me, but I'm glad I could do something.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Oh, I wish I could hug you.
soon, we hope. Hey, you know what? I want to tell you, one of the things that I notice in Christmas Wish is the joy. It sounds corny. The joy in doing something for somebody else.
Yep.
You know, whether it's a Christmas wish or shoveling somebody's driveway because they're old and they can't shovel it anymore. So just doing something nice for somebody because it really does feel good. Christmas Wish brought to you by our partners, Treasure Island, T-Mobile, thanks to College Muscle Movers, Devani's for the gift card, Dean's, love you guys. We know you. You know we love you guys for the water heater, Sleep Number. Everybody who works over at Sleep Number, shout out.
Thank you.
For donating two queen beds. I'm getting choked up. And accessories. Thanks again, Treasure Island, for the new washer and dryer. Cammy G is going to load that on his back with a strap. I hope he has to carry it upstairs.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Just because he needs a workout. Donate to Christmas Wish now at kdwb.com, keyword wish. Your donation is tax deductible. Part of the proceeds go to help Youth Link for homeless youth. And we keep all of our money safely stored away in Choice Bank. So those are our partners. Christmas Wish. On 101.3 KDWB.
I don't want a lot for
very moving Christmas wish a while ago. You're not crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh, it's, texts are coming in. It says, damn you, I even tried to prep myself and I'm still bawling in my car. Someone else said, thank God for fake eyelashes and not needing mascara because this is such a heartfelt Christmas wish. Most beautiful wish yet. This woman is a warrior. Bless her. Thank you, KDWB Christmas Wish. I love this so much.
By the way, Logan was not on the call. If you didn't hear it, he's a 15-year-old boy, and he was just diagnosed with brain cancer October 7th, and now he's undergone surgery like the next day, and then chemo and radiation. And I said, he loves hiking. I said, when you get better, when you want to, I will fly out to Colorado because I got a house out in Colorado. Yeah. It's nothing special. It's the house I grew up in. And there's tons of hiking because it's Colorado. Logan got on the phone after we were on the air, and his mom said, yep, his eyes lit up. He loves Colorado. He heard Colorado, and he wants to go. I said, great. I get you a rental car. I get you airfare. Stay at my house. Make sure you clean up and clean up the tub when you're done, and don't leave crumbs all over the kitchen anyway. So yeah. We'll get that set up when he's feeling up to it. Hey, thanks for all the reaction for Christmas Wish. We appreciate that. More of those coming up on KDWB. Hey, it's something kind of cool. We have another radio station here in the building.
We do,
They're
yes.
called K102. They're yes. a country station. And they're launching this thing now where you can win a trip to see Taylor Swift when her tour is announced.
Oh.
So when they do the tour, so what you do is the next 13 people who call to become a partner in Hope on K102 for the St. Jude's Radiothon, they're entered to win the trip to see Taylor Swift. All you got to do is call 800-303-1135 and pledge $19 a month.
Oh, wow.
You won't even miss it.
Yeah.
800-303-1135. And maybe win a trip to see Taylor Swift. You should go because that will get you out of my hair for a couple of days, Fallon. And you could go see Taylor Swift for a while.
Oh, I would really love to, especially after this latest album. I feel like when she does tour again, she's going to go back to what she was doing before, which she had kind of started doing field festivals, but then it got canceled before she could do any of them. And so I feel like that's the vibe she's going for. It's going to be in the woods somewhere with this folklore vibe.
Is it really?
I think so. I feel like, and also like she has like a song with Bon Iver. He's from La Crosse.
Yep.
I mean, he just hangs out over there all the time. That's where he was on her, like, Disney Plus show. That's where he was.
Okay. If you want to do that, call K102 for the St. Jude's Radiothon at 800-303-1135.
You want to talk to these women first since it's 8 o'clock now?
Yeah, let's do, because it's 8 o'clock. We're going to do Change Jar Trivia coming up in a second. Good idea. We said about a week or so ago, we said, okay, we want to talk to some people who are maybe possibly thinking they might get proposed to over the Christmas season, because a lot of engagements and proposals happen over the Christmas season.
Do.
So we're checking in every Wednesday to see how things are going. So Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, so perky, so bright and lively. So Sarah, so tell me a little bit about your relationship again, like how long and what's going on.
Yeah, so we've been together like 7 years, and we just started talking about getting engaged like really seriously this last couple months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this last weekend, we started the process of making a custom ring.
Oh.
No kidding. That is so cool. Yeah. But he has not popped the question yet.
No, not yet.
What spot do you think? Because I'm going to guess that you probably think about how it's going to go down. Is he going to take you out to, like, Cheesecake Factory because that's where you met, or Stone Arch Bridge? Or what do you think's your sweet spot?
I don't know. We don't really have a sweet spot. Honestly, I think it's probably just going to be in our apartment if I had to take a guess.
Lame.
That's what I did. Mine was just in my house, yeah.
Lame. No, that's great. I love it. But nothing yet, though.
Nope, nothing yet. Hopefully soon.
All right, Sarah, good luck. We'll call you again next week, okay?
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let's go to Leanne. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for being back on KWB. So give me your backstory again. How long, and your little bit of backstory?
Yeah, my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. We met at the U of M. We both were in Greek life. And fun fact is, the first day I met him, he let me French braid his hair because he's got super long hair.
That is so cool. That is awesome. The first day, and really after that, it just kind of snowballed.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love that. So any news yet? Any activity? Any suspicious purchases? Anything?
No. We had, I wouldn't say it's stressful because it wasn't very stressful at all, but one of our cats ended up being in the hospital over the weekend.
Oh,
so it definitely was like, It was not the week to really kind of propose when we were dealing with that. So nothing's really happened, but we do have plans at the end of the month, so we'll see if it happens then.
Okay. Is there a sweet spot where you think it might have, like if he's like, oh, guess what? We're going down to the North St. Paul snowman. Then you're going to know because that's where you first made out or something like that. Is there a sweet spot?
Not really. I mean, when we were dating in college, he lived at his fraternity house, and there's nothing sweet about that house. So
I would imagine, yeah.
It's dirty.
Smelled like socks, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Leanne, thanks so much for being on. Good luck. We'll check with you again next week. Girl number three, we could not get a hold of her, but so.
Well, I wonder because I believe, if I'm correct, Zoe, I think that they were supposed to be going to Florida. today is when they were leaving, and I asked Jenny, and I don't think Jenny ever asked her, what time is their flight? For all we know, she could be flying at this exact moment to Florida, because I remember last week she said, we're leaving on Wednesday, and I was like, uh-oh, we better figure out what time. So that could be why, because she predicted it was going to happen on their trip in Florida. So
you're right. I remember that.
That could be what's going on.
Zoe, we'll check with her next week and find out what's going on. If you're thinking about getting that engagement, I don't know, maybe you kind of feel it coming or you know it's coming. Good luck. And this is a great time of the year to do it because it makes a great Christmas present. And you get to show it off, well, when you kind of get together with whether the people you get together with. Let's do Think Fast. Oh. On Ashley, it's not Think Fast. Is it Think Fast?
Well, we have both. We have.
Oh, we're doing Change Our Trivia first.
Well, okay. I'm like, but we had, yeah. Okay, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, I'm excited. Let's do Change Our Trivia first. Different theme, different music all
but
together.
Still intimidating.
$5 in the change jar on KDWB. There is actually change jar, and we have $5 ready for you if you win it. 651-989-KDWB. Come on, it's a cup of coffee and a tip over at Caribou. So here's a little warm up round. And then we'll play with you next. 651-989-KDWB.
Question one.
Hold on. Here we go.
Question one.
Here we go. What is Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story?
Oh, God. I hate that kid. He's so annoying.
Oh, you claim to be a huge fan? Come on, David.
Ralphie.
Time is running out.
Matthew Jordan.
Nope.
What?
Randy.
Oh,
Randy. You said that.
I hate that kid. My least favorite scene in the movie where it's like, eat like the piggies eat. It's like, no, shut up and eat it, okay? Or go to your room. Eat like the piggies eat. Shut it. Okay,
wow.
Next one.
Question two.
Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Christmas tree got to be Germany.
You're right, David.
You know what? I deleted my correct buzzer.
Okay, so you did it with your mouth now.
So, ding, 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 ding.
Question three. Question three.
Okay, in the movie A Christmas Story, in the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the neighbors whose dog ate the Christmas turkey?
Bumpuses.
Yeah, you redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
Give yourself a sounder.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding.
There
it is.
That's going to get old fast.
Question four.
Difficult one, Dave. What is the best-selling Christmas song ever?
Oh, it's either Chestnut. It's White Christmas, Fallon.
It is.
White Christmas.
It is, by Bing Crosby. Okay. Good job, Dave. One more sounder.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
Question five.
You got it right. You win.
I got it. Okay.
Yep.
Let's get on the phone here. We have a caller who is desperately waiting to play and win $5 all the way from Northfield, home of Defeat of Jesse James days. Say hi to Sydney. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You ever go in that bank where they shot up and Jesse James and Defeat and all that stuff? You ever go in there before?
Yeah, every year except for this year.
Except this year. Yeah, I gotcha. We have five questions for you. Sydney, you must get three right in order to win the money in the change jar. And at that point, you can either keep it or you can pass it on to tomorrow's winner. And here we go.
Question one.
Question one.
What are you supposed to do when you find yourself under the mistletoe?
Kiss.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Which one of Santa's... Question two. Oh.
Question two.
Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Blixen?
No, we were looking for Cupid.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, nothing. Sorry. Next one.
Question three.
All right. How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
Very good.
Very nice.
Ding, ding, ding,
very
ding,
nice.
Ding. Got to get one more.
Question four.
All right. What did Frosty the Snowman do when a magic hat was placed on his head?
Come on, Fallon. Really?
Comes to life.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Well, I was looking for he began to dance around, but I'll accept that, I suppose.
Sorry, I got excited.
You did.
Oh, thank you.
Sydney, $5. Five American dollars. What are you going to do with it? You going to keep it or pass it on to tomorrow?
I'll take it.
Okay. We'll Venmo it to you. So hang on. We'll get that taken care of. It's 101.3 KDWB. Venmoing Sydney her $5 that she won on Change Jar Trivia a minute ago. So we're just completing that transaction. Yes, I'm paying it out of my own pocket because we have no budget.
Well, actually, a lot of listeners have sent us money. So I think a few sent you money on Venmo. So... that should be adding up.
I don't know how to get it out of there. You know what, Fallon? You know
I do not know. You just hit transfer and it goes to your bank account.
Do you want to use copies of Wet Like the Rain I've sold?
No, I don't. How many?
Thousands, I'm sure.
Thousands, I'm sure. I feel like that might be an exaggeration.
I don't know how to get it out of
iTunes.
iTunes.
But that's also two separate things. I can show you Venmo. I've never sold music on iTunes. I don't know how that works.
Did you know that if you tell Alexa to play Wet Like the Rain by Dave Ryan, she will actually play Wet Like the Rain by Dave Ryan?
Don't do it, Alexa. Have standards.
Do it.
Have standards.
Alexa, play Wet Like the Rain by Dave Ryan.
People are going to kill you because they have kids and they don't want their kids hearing that sketchy material.
It's not. It's romantic.
Oh,
it's romantic.
What?
We'll be back. Guess what? Who's going to play on Think Fast? Weather Girl Tina. I'm sorry, Web Girl Tina. And Fally B are competing. I am the leader, the host on Think Fast. It's the game where we say, okay, name an ingredient in cake that starts with an S.
Flour.
S.
Salt.
That will work too.
Sand. Yeah.
Okay, not sand. Maybe sugar.
Would salted be good. Butter.
Something like that. We'll play it next on KDWB. God, no kidding. All right, here we go with Think Fast on KDWB. Web Girl Tina, hello.
Hello.
Update on your life. What's going on? Christmas shopping all done? Tree up?
Yeah, I actually just picked up my last gift yesterday. I felt a sense of relief wash over me.
Did you hear about my present for Susan? Did you hear about this one?
I did, Dave.
I'm going to tell the real quick story. Susan, don't listen. So somebody drew a picture of our cat and dog. I'm like, I'm going to get it framed. Mm-hmm. I go into the frame store, and I'm like, oh, give me that frame. Give me that. Give me that mat. Give me that glass. Give me that. Give me that. The guy goes, $41. I'm like, oh, bargain.
Yeah,
great. I misheard him. It was $241. $241. Do you think that I stopped him and said, no, my friend? No, it was too big of a P word, so I'm paying for it. But Fallon made me feel better because Fallon said it's a local mom-and-pop frame store, mm-hmm. and so I'm supporting local business.
And also,
$241.
You're a great
Tina,
person, Dave.
Just pushed me out but of it in front you, of a train.
What would you price have done? On happiness?
No, you know? Yeah, you can. What would you have done in that situation, Tina?
Oh, I'm Minnesotan to my core, so I would have been like, yes, here, please take my credit card.
That's what I did. She goes, $41. I'm like, yeah, bargain. And then I'm like, how much was it again? $241.
I go in with like a white trash P-word. Attitude wherever I go. So like I had people... Like, because we're going to do, like, a bathroom renovation, and I had people come out, they're like, yeah, you're for this type of rock, you're going to have to bring people out to get treatments on it. I go, is this something I can Pinterest and, like, put in a spray bottle? And the guy laughed. He's like, actually, maybe. And I was like, all right, now we're talking.
Good. What kind of rock?
I think it's, like, cement, but I guess, like, cement is rough to have in a house.
That's why I do formica. I love regular old formica.
Who's Micah?
Formica. Mike is a rock, but for Mike is a beautiful. You can get it in pink or yellow. It's beautiful. Let's play Think okay. Fast. Here we go. The rules of the game are simple. You name an item in the category that starts with the letter that I specifically give you. First one to get to 7 wins is the big overall winner. Here we go. A swear word you can say around your grandma that starts with S.
Shoot.
Shoot. Oh, Fallon is shoot. On the board. A musical instrument beginning with an R.
Recorder.
Very good recorder.
What, Tina?
A roof-a-foot. I think she said a roof-a-foot.
I think in Scandinavia, it's very popular.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need one of these, so don't buy one starting with a T.
Television. I mean, I need one, but I don't
need tank it. Top. Nobody tank needs
top,
a tank top.
Tank top is a better answer.
No, you don't need a TV. Yep. You're supposed to read books.
No.
What are you talking about? You need a tank top for the hot summer months. Mine was better.
Here we go. Next one. Something your doctor asks you to do starting with S.
Spread it.
Spread
it.
Tina!
Where are you going to the doctor?
Oh my God, did you mean to say that?
I mean, I go to doctors where you have to open things, so...
They walk in and say, spread it!
She's a very nice lady.
That's my laugh of the day.
Okay. Tina. It was so quick.
Tina, I think that I want you to put a hesitation in... Look, she's turning red. She's wearing a red sweatshirt.
It's just the color of my sweatshirt reflecting onto my face.
Also, literally, you need to look up a online review. I want to make sure this is a legit doctor.
What does your doctor say to you?
They say, I'm going to walk out of the room for a second if you want to undress and place this over you.
But basically, that means spread it. So you know what's happening.
Like,
good Lord.
Very direct.
Can we save that little clip as a magical little Tina clip?
Well, guys, yeah. I'm running the board, so okay. I guess I can.
Nope.
Bad way to die starting with B.
Bee sting.
Jeez.
Bee sting would be really good. Yeah, I was going for burned at the stake, but bee stings would be also good. A great Christmas present to receive starting with a K.
Kitten.
No,
I was
Nope. I will not take kittens.
Absolutely. That's the best. That's my favorite gift I ever got.
A kite?
Kite? No, Keurig would be a good Keurig.
I gave myself the point. Do I need to remove it?
Because go ahead and remove the point. Yeah, remove the point.
Like a kitten.
Thank you, Tina.
What's the score right now?
Garbage to garbage, because you're a terrible judge.
Tina threw me off my game.
3-2. Tina's 2, okay. But she's coming up quick.
All right, next thing. Something you argue with your partner about, starting with M.
Money.
Money. Oh, no. I was going to say monogamy for a second.
Monogamy?
I guess.
Money is the number one answer.
Oh, is this a survey?
I mean, my answer, okay. Anyway. Something your dog does, starting with an L.
Licks his butt.
Licks his butt.
Oh, I thought you said S. Sorry, that's me.
Yeah, R, starting with an L. Licks his butt is good. A reason not to date a guy that has two letters, N, C.
Huh?
Not compatible.
Not compatible is good. I was looking for no car.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come to you on the point.
What's the score right now?
5-3.
I'm winning?
No, I am.
Oh, God.
Okay,
sorry.
Think fast. Here we go.
Sorry, spreader.
Besides St. Paul. Hold on. Besides St. Paul, a state capital starting with S.
Sacramento.
I don't know.
Sacramento. Sacramento would be acceptable.
Thank
you.
You
are the winner on that point.
Is it
game point, Fallon?
It is, sir.
Game point. Here we go. Number of Super Bowls the Vikings have won, starting with a Z.
Zero.
Fallon or Tina got it.
That
zero.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the score
4
now?
4-6, Dave.
4-6. I had 4 before. Don't I have 5 now?
No, you've had 4.
You said 4-5 before.
And then I said it wrong. I wouldn't do you like that.
I don't know. It feels like it's a sabotage, but okay.
Okay. Never make love on this, starting with F.
Feathers. Yeah, you get sniffing a little. You start sneezing. Nope. They're
Ferret.
Pokey.
Parrot is not accepting either of those two. Fire would be good. Maybe fire.
So you only were going to look for
post.
One. Fence post.
Fence post.
So you're not going to accept feathers, but you're going to accept
feathers.
Fence post.
No, I'm not accepting feathers.
Feathers is something you might actually lay upon.
Is it most beds have feathers and pillows
in
have
them,
feathers?
That's
a feather bed.
Covering.
That's a feather bed. Now, somebody
and
who,
they suck.
Somebody, I grew up on a chicken farm. The last thing you want to make love on is a bed of filthy feathers.
See? So give me the point.
Yeah, you can have it.
Look, he's out of questions.
Yeah, okay.
He's like,
no, no, I get a bunch
okay,
more.
Just kidding.
I get a bunch more.
Wait,
you ready?
That one.
Yeah, I realize.
I won.
I, unlike you, can do math.
No, I was never good at math. That's why I'm in radio.
Here's one for you playing at home. A kind of wood starting with M.
Mahogany.
Maple would be.
I thought maple.
Too. Oh, right.
A key on your computer that's not a letter. But starts with the letter T. Touch me.
Tab.
That's the touch me
tab.
Key.
Yeah, I was looking at my computer. Tab.
Here's one. Something your doctor asked you to do, starting with an S.
Spread it.
Okay.
What are you spreading exactly? Got a couple of options. Like,
that's the point.
When they say it, what are you spreading?
Works for a lot of different doctors.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Gare Bear or your mama or your Aunt Clarice might be listening to the show this morning?
I don't know.
Okay.
My dad should come to the doctor with me.
We'll be right back.
I hope
back.
Not.
Can
you're
imagine?
An adult. You weirdo. God.
We'll be back. Or maybe we'll just leave it right there
know.
And never come back. We'll be back, I think, on KWB.
You can't make this stuff up. 2, 3, 4.
It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
Today is Christmas card day. It's a reminder to get your Christmas cards ready to send out. How long do you keep them once you get them? You keep them past Christmas Day? Do you put them up somewhere?
Yes.
What about photo cards? Keep those longer? You feel bad throwing out Christmas cards? I know I got a lot of questions.
You do. Okay, so I used to, when I was younger, I would just throw them away. And then I had a friend call me out on it. And she was like, prove that you still have my Christmas card with my kid's face on it. I was like, oh, no. Because I'd already thrown it away. So what I do now is I tape them all on a door. So there's like a door, like, you know, like a coat closet door when you walk in our front door. And as we get them, I put a little piece of scotch tape on the back, and I tape them all on the door. And then, yeah, like the day after Christmas, I throw them away. And even if there's a picture on there, it's pretty rare that I would keep it.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Bye.
We have a cabinet. Yeah, we have a cabinet in the kitchen, the side of the cabinet. And we start at the top, and we work our way to the bottom. And if we fill it up, we've had a good year.
Yeah.
And I think usually most years we fill it up. So we get probably 40, maybe 50 Christmas cards, something like that. Oh, God, no, we don't keep them.
That's what I was asking. I said, do you keep them? You said yes.
It's like going to see how many people liked you or wished you happy birthday on Facebook. Yeah. It's like, okay, 17 people wish me happy birthday. Maybe that's, I don't know what mine is, but I always count to see how much, whether I'm liked still or not. And then I judge people on whether they say happy birthday or whether it's something a little bit more, like they put a little thought into it, like get out there and make it a great day, birthday boy, something like that.
You get birthday cards for Christmas?
No, you're missing my point.
I'm so confused, Dave.
Facebook. You heard of Facebook?
I have heard of Facebook. Okay.
People can say on your birthday, happy birthday.
Yes.
Or I judge them if they do because that was minimal effort.
Yeah.
But if they say something like happy birthday boy, get out there and have a great day on Facebook, then I'd like them better. Christmas cards. No, I just hang them up to make myself feel like I have a lot of friends.
Well, we moved this year, so if we don't get many cards, I'm going to claim they didn't have my new address.
That's pretty legit, though, because seriously, I don't know that I have your new address, so you might not get
a card
from me. All right, what are we going to talk about here? We're going to talk about Christmas cards. There's a couple of other things I wanted to tell you about also. If you are a firstborn child, how are you doing compared to your siblings? According to a new study, the oldest child tends to be smarter, does better in school, and earns more income than their younger siblings. Why? Seems the firstborn child gets more attention from their parents, especially when it comes to thinking and learning skills. Firstborns are often raised to read more and engage with more subsequent siblings. So that's why if you're the firstborn, you might be smarter. But let me tell you, not every firstborn is the smartest. That's just the way it is.
My sister and I feel like, we're so different. Our talents lie so in such opposite areas that I would say she's smarter than me in some areas and I'm smarter than her in some areas. It's very interesting how we're so different, but she's also 8.5 years older than me.
Yeah.
And also I feel like don't you think that kind of depends too? Like my mom had my sister super young. She had her when she was like 19 years old. My mom was working like all the time at Kmart and taking care of her daughter, and I doubt she got to spend the time with her that she wanted to.
Very important, because I know somebody in our family who they worked all the time, and when they weren't working, they were sleeping, and their kids were not necessarily raised in the best way possible.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no dad around anywhere, so they really didn't get a lot of attention. They kind of had to raise each other.
Yeah, I will say my mom's mom was always around, so she helped, I know, a lot with my sister Kara too. So Kara had people around all the time, but I just meant like my mom probably didn't get to sit down and do moms on Instagram these days, they do so many arts and crafts and stuff with their kids all the time, and they're just like so many unique ideas that I'm like, I don't know how you have time and energy for that. And I definitely don't think my mom was sitting around doing that when she got home from her shift at Kmart with my sister.
What'd your mom do at Kmart? Because my sister worked at Kmart too.
My mom, she started there when she was young, and she genuinely says that's why she thinks her back is wrecked. Because she would, do everything. She unloaded everything. She'd throw, when you're young and you're carefree, you'd launch stuff that are way too heavy up on shelves and stuff, and she thinks it wrecked her back.
Could have. That is You Can't Make This Stuff Up, coming up on KWB. Dave's Dirt got a lot of cool just little tidbits kind of for you, and kind of a disgusting story about celebrity revenge porn. Celebrity had some naked pictures taken, and then their ex, when they broke up, their ex put their naked pictures on the Instagram. And they're in trouble. And we'll talk about that coming up next on KDWB, Dave's.
Hi, this is Angie listening on iHeartRadio in New Orleans, Louisiana. And now it's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Let's get right to late night comics, best late night comic jokes. You know, your Fallon, your Kimmel, your things like that.
People are complaining that TBS cut off the ending of Jingle All the Way before the movie was completely over. Yeah. People complain because they wanted TBS to cut off the movie way earlier.
Apple unveiled a pair of noise-canceling headphones called the AirPods Max. And get this, they cost $549. Noise-canceling headphones for $549. When they heard people quarantining with kids, were like, I'll give you $800.
A new study found that taking a walk when it's dark out is good for you. Yeah. The study was sponsored by murderers!
Okay. Can I go back to Jingle All the Way? That movie proudly made here in Minnesota.
Classic.
Every movie they made in Minnesota had to feature Mickey's Diner. They had to run by Mickey's Diner. Just like, what was the movie I was watching the other day?
Mighty Ducks?
Oh, no, no, it was not Mighty Ducks. It was the one, The Undoing, the one that you told me about, the series. Yes, of course it's done in New York City, and everybody walks through Central Park. Everybody lives next to Central Park. Mm-hmm. Everybody walks through Central Park. I don't know a lot of people that live in New York City, but there's more than Central Park there.
There is, but Central Park is so huge. It's like just ginormous.
Yeah.
And if you live anywhere in Manhattan, I think by default, you walk near or by Central Park.
I don't know if that's entirely true.
I think so.
I don't think it's entirely true. I think there's lower Manhattan that's nowhere near Central Park.
No,
but I also,
yeah, but...
in Jingle All the Way, I think they get into a cab. They drive about 5 minutes, and they're all automatically, they're in Minneapolis from St. Paul. Not even 5 minutes. It's like they walk across the street, I think, and they're in St. Paul. It's like, wait, hold on. Minneapolis is not across the street from St. Paul.
That's true.
But it's a cute movie.
Yeah, that's what they used to say, about, like, Mighty Ducks. Is like they'd be roller skating at Mall of America 1 second, and the next, like, three blocks later, they're, Mickey's Diners.
Right, exactly.
Calm down, no.
In other news on Dave's Dirt, give me 1 second, and because I'm pulling things up, and we got them over here. The 100 best songs of this stupid pandemic plagued year. Number one, Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Savage by Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce. A lot of these are big TikTok songs.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
The algorithm that Billboard uses used to be based on CD sales. It's not. Radio airplay is still a big part of it.
Yep.
Streaming downloads, and then I don't know if they must measure TikTok or what.
I would guess. Yeah, there is a way, because I mean, you just look at see what the trending sounds are through the year. I'm sure TikTok releases probably. I mean, Jason Derulo. That's a prime example of someone just making a huge comeback. I mean, he was one of those guys that had a lot of hits, but he was never like this huge star for some reason.
No,
he was
never
so
was.
Weird.
No,
and he had really popular songs. And then he kind of went away, like tried to release a couple songs. Nothing happened. And I'm like, oh no, is it over for Jason? And then next thing you know, he's like the king of TikTok. And that song Savage Love is his. And I had no idea when I first heard it on TikTok that it was a Jason Derulo song.
Jason Derulo is never one of my favorites because number one, he always shouts himself out, Jason Derulo.
Funny.
But then every song is about him getting some.
Yeah.
And I was laughing in the car one time with Carson. It's like every Jason Derulo song is about how much he gets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
God. Taylor Swift doesn't sing songs about how much she gets, but she did put the F-bomb in a song on her latest album, Folklore. And here's a clip, and then I'll explain why we're playing the clip.
But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go myself? Or lead me to the garden, in the garden?
One of the two songs, by the way, her boyfriend helped write.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Which boyfriend?
Joe, the one she's with.
Oh, okay, gotcha. She told Entertainment Weekly, she said every rule book was thrown out. That was one of the times I felt like you need to follow the language and you need to follow the storyline. And if the storyline and language match up and you end up saying the F word, just go for it. I wasn't adhering to any of the guidelines that I had placed on myself. I decided to just make it what I wanted to make. And I'm really happy that the fans were stoked about that. I think they could feel that I opened the gate and ran out of the pasture for the first time, which I'm glad they picked up on because they were very intuitive. Okay. Tonight on the late night talk shows, Meghan Trainor and Earth, Wind, and Fire are going to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
All right.
I just thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought that up.
Why not? Thanks.
Most shocking character deaths of 2020. Now, obviously, spoiler alerts here. So I'm going to give you the show first, and then I'll give you the death.
Okay.
Because I don't want to spoil these for you because they are shocking TV character deaths. I'll give you the top three. In Bly Manor.
Okay.
The Haunting of Bly Manor. Hannah Gross and Danny Clayton. And I saw that. I don't remember who those characters are. Do you remember who they are?
Danny's the lead chick.
Okay. So she was dead the whole time?
Not the whole time.
I don't
but
remember.
Like, but if you remember, she's telling this. The woman that's telling the story is her girlfriend. So she's telling it from late,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
she goes. So it goes back in time.
Yeah, don't bother watching Haunting of Bly Manor. I think Fallon and I both agreed on that one. Lovecraft Country. Here comes the shocker, the spoiler. Lovecraft Country, shocking death, Atticus Freeman. I don't know who that is.
I don't know what that show is.
Supernatural. Here comes the spoiler of the shocking death on Supernatural. Be ready. It's ready. Ready. It's Castiel and Dean Winchester. Okay, these mean nothing to me. I'm going to move on to something else here. Tom Brady. You heard of him? Quarterback for the Patriots. Playing for Tampa Bay.
Yes.
So back in April, his supplement and merchandise company, TB12, got about a $960,000 pandemic relief check from the federal government's Paycheck Protection Program.
Okay.
And just last week, Tom bought himself a brand new multi-million dollar yacht.
Oh, wow.
So he's currently playing. He's got a two-year contract with the Bucks in Tampa, $50 million to play for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are annoyed that he got a payoff from the government for about $1 million for his business when he easily could have absorbed that money himself.
Well, that's easier. I mean, you could say that, but I mean, that's not how the world works.
What?
That's not how the world works. Like, he's not going to use his own money for
his
business.
I know, but it just seems weird that a millionaire, multi-millionaire, and had enough money that he didn't need it, didn't go, you know what, I'm going to give it back.
I agree. A lot of people are like, oh, forget him. Think about Jeff Bezos for a second.
Well, I think about all the business covered expense, like other businesses that could really use the money, but then buying the boat.
Yeah, well,
just a few months after crawling up to Uncle Sam with his hand out just makes it a little bit uglier.
Okay, I get it.
celebrity products that actually got made. Some of these are kind of funny. For example, you probably don't remember the Hannah Montana panini press.
I don't, but Hannah
Montana
had
a panini press back when she was a big deal, but they didn't sell very well. It turns out 9-year-old girls really don't want to make their own grilled cheese sandwiches.
At that point, I think they were putting Hannah Montana on anything because she was the biggest thing there ever was.
Mm-hmm. The Kiss casket. The rock band Kiss.
Even I remember that.
Has a Kiss casket. Came out maybe 20, 25 years ago.
But they legit have Kiss on everything. That's kind of part of their shtick now.
It is.
They'll put
totally.
Their brand on anything.
Justin Bieber flossers. You got to buy these to get your kid to take care of their teeth. You're just doing it wrong. And here was a lame one. $25 The Situation Pop. Mike the Situation Sorrentino actually sold a $25 Signature Series lollipop with fake jewels on the stick.
Okay.
And that is all we got for now on The Dirt. We'll be back on KWB with Christmas Wish. We have a Christmas Wish. If you missed it earlier, I'm going to replay it because it touched a lot of people. And it was such a great one. And they're all great in their way. But this was very moving. So I really like this Christmas Wish. But before we do that, we're going to have some fun with Winning Song Wednesday.
Yes.
We've each nominated a song for Winning Song Wednesday. You'll hear all of those songs and get to nominate your favorite throwback. Vote for your favorite throwback. Mine, Fallon's, or Web Girl Tina's. Who should be ashamed of herself for what happened earlier.
Disgusting.
On KDWB.
Hey, it's Dave.
And Fallon.
Winter is coming. It is time for Fallonies, your stupid criminals of the day. Fally B, what do you got?
Okay, so there's a guy in Tulsa named Tyler, and he was driving Saturday when he saw a cop in his rearview mirror turn his lights on. And instead of pulling over, Tyler floored it. He tried to outrun him. He ended up driving through a field. He crashed into a tree. Then he tried to flee on foot. Cops eventually tracked him down and arrested him. It turned out there was a warrant for his arrest connected to his shooting. So that's why he ran. And a woman who was with him also got arrested after she lied about his name to protect him. But here's the dumb part.
Okay.
Turned out that cop wasn't actually trying to pull him over in the first place, Dave.
Why? What?
He turned on his lights and sirens because he was heading to a separate incident nearby. So he only started following Tyler when he tried to run. He and the woman are both facing multiple charges.
Sounds like Tyler's just one of those people that just can't quite get it together, but it's never Tyler's fault.
Nope.
It's always like, oh,
yep.
They're always after me.
I have a question. What were you doing Monday night?
Me?
Yeah.
I was in a raincoat down at Loring Park with just a pair of socks on underneath it. Why?
Yep, this is fitting.
Okay.
Could you confirm that you weren't in Michigan on Monday night?
I don't remember where I was.
Okay, there it is. Because there was a guy walking around a grocery store completely bottomless.
And
Michigan? He kind of described it.
Hey.
Someone got his license plate number and an officer pulled him over. When the cop went back to his car, the bottomless guy took off running. The cops chased him. They did catch him. We assume he was wearing shoes, just no pants and undies,
yep.
But I guess you never know. He's looking at several possible charges, and there are felonies.
Thank you so much for the hey, shout out to Dave's Ukulele Club last night. We had a great time. We played all boy bands.
What was your favorite?
I'd have to go back through. Probably I Want It That Way, because we played I Want It That Way.
I am shocked that's your favorite of the boy band songs, which is your favorite anyway.
Shout out to Vanessa, who suggested that song, and she said, Dave, would you care to lead this one? I said, I would be honored.
I thought you'd never ask.
You are my
thought. She's like, okay, never mind. Who else wants to lead it?
We had a lot of fun last night. If you want to go look at the playlist and maybe you play ukulele, great Christmas present, by the way, but you got to practice it or it's no fun. It'll sit on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But we played a lot of boy band songs last night, and we had a really good time. That's so if you want to go see the playlist, it's online on DaveRyanShow.com. If you want to look at then there's, you know, you can download the songs and whatever, and we do it every Tuesday. We're doing one more next Tuesday night. Before the take a Christmas break, and it's all Christmas songs.
Awesome.
All right, we'll be back with Dave Zert in a couple of seconds on KWB. Who says they feel so ashamed and embarrassed? So ashamed and embarrassed that it made Dave's dirt?
Okay.
Next on KDW.
This is Morgan in River Falls, and it's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
We are hoping to get a hold. Love you, Morgan. We're going to hope to get a whole new crop of those for the new year.
Yes.
Which is only coming up in 3.5 weeks. Is that something like that, right?
Something, crazy. Yeah.
Make a little recording on your phone. Get the voice memo thing out. Click that little box with the arrow and then send it to ryanshow@kdwb.com. And you can be one of our first voices of 2021. So, which has got to be a better year than 2020.
It better be, Dave.
Hey, really quick update on vaccines, things like that. I heard it on Channel 4. I watched Jason DeRussia in the morning show when I get up in the morning. And they were talking about how they did some of the COVID vaccines on people in Great Britain yesterday for the first time. And there's been some issues with allergic reactions that they didn't really expect. I haven't really followed it more than that, but they're starting to roll them out, obviously. They didn't expect these allergic reactions, and right now, from what I heard 4 or 5 hours ago, they're not sure if they're a big issue or a smaller issue.
We had a girl, we should talk to her, she actually emailed us again, a girl that called our show and said she was doing one of the trials, and we told her, hey, let's give us some updates, and she said, for sure, she emailed us this week, so we should see if maybe we can get her on the show tomorrow or Friday and give us an update on how her trial's going.
Yeah, totally true. By the way, their next challenge, they say, is like keeping the vaccine cold as it goes from point A to point B.
Oh, is that important? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they got to keep it cold or it'll go bad. And then they got to get the trucks to do it, too, because there's got to be enough trucks that are taking these millions of vials of medication quickly enough across the country to places like, I mean, we're pretty remote when you think about it. If they're manufacturing these in New York or LA or San Diego, I don't know where they manufacture them. We're pretty remote. We're a good, you know, we're a good drive away from some of those coastal cities. So they got to keep it cold all the way here. Good news, if they can keep things like Nutty Buddies cold and they can keep things like Creamsicles cold, Kemps, they can probably figure out a way to keep these things cold too. Am I right?
Thanks, Dave. So you're saying that we just need to get like a Target freezer? Kind of thing.
Kemp's
put it in
truck.
One of those little Kemp's truck.
Kemp's
toss
truck.
It in there and bring it in.
Kemp's truck. Olivia Jade Gianulli appeared on Facebook Watch's Reddit Table Talk to talk about her college admission scandal.
All right.
21-year-old daughter of Lori Loughlin admitted she was ashamed by the case that put her parents behind bars. She told her co-hosts Jada and Willow, I felt so ashamed and embarrassed, although I didn't really 100% understand what had just happened, because there was a lot that when I was applying, I was not fully aware of what was going on. When I got home from spring break, I just felt so ashamed. I don't buy that. She posed in a freaking rowing crew.
I buy picture. That she didn't know everything. And she didn't know
enough.
She didn't know everything. Well, of course. The I'm ashamed, blah, blah, blah. It's just like you said yesterday. She's ashamed she's being caught and in trouble. If she never got caught or in trouble, she would have no shame around it.
No, none at all. Nope.
But I do, of course, agree she didn't know everything happening because she's a teenage kid. It's like when I was like signing up for financial aid and stuff for college.
Good. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You think my mom did most of it. I'm like, whatever, as long as it's done, right? Thanks. What do I need to sign?
See?
I need to write I need to write a paragraph essay. Okay, here it is. And then my mom did all the work for me.
Same.
So that I do believe that she didn't know everything because she's a teenager who doesn't care.
I think the only kid in my family that did all of their application work for St. Thomas was my nerd daughter, Allison, mm-hmm. who always did everything right.
Yeah, because you
Jason,
did
Carson,
one...
Carson and Beth. It's like, whatever.
No, it's because Allison knew she wouldn't get in if you did the work for her because you did a paper for her once it got a D on it. She's like, I want to get into this college, so I'm not going to have Dad do it.
True story. I pretty much wrote a whole paper for her one time at Chaska High mm-hmm. School. And I didn't plan it that way, but I was like, just give it to me. And I wrote it and got a D. served as both, right.
Yeah, I know.
But that is, I mean, I should feel guilty about that, too. And I kind of do a little bit, but not really.
Yeah. Kind of a funny story at this point.
There's a difference between getting your kid into a fake crew rowing team picture and applying and bribing anyway.
I do agree there is a difference there, Dave.
She said, when I got home from spring break, I just felt so ashamed. She said she was too embarrassed to go back to USC, where she and her sister, Isabella Rose, were accepted as rowing recruits, even though they had never played the sport. She says she doesn't deserve pity and only wants a chance to own her mistakes publicly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, good.
I love that.
You know what? At least she's saying the right things.
Yeah.
Mostly the right things. Who was the guy that I told you with the revenge porn? I'm trying to remember his name right now.
It was, hold on, I know it. It was Diplo.
Diplo, yeah. So here's the story.
Diplo, I know that one.
Was basically dating somebody, and they took, you know, naked pictures of each other, and then they broke up, and then she went crazy, and she put it on Instagram, and that's illegal. It's called revenge porn, so they had to get a restraining order against her, and she's making threats against him and his family.
Oh, no, that's not good.
And it's just, Netflix is soon going to release the Sweetener World Tour movie. Ariana Grande documented last year's concerts, then created a bidding war between Netflix and YouTube.
Okay.
They say that Netflix paid about $6 million for the movie. She had cameras following her every move. Along with her performance, she was filmed backstage while traveling and during downtime. 2 years ago, Netflix released the Taylor Swift Redemption Stadium Tour as a New Year's Eve special concert. Netflix might try to replicate that success this year with Ariana.
Okay.
I'm not a huge Ariana Grande fan, but I would love to see what her life is like backstage.
Yeah.
On stage, I don't care. I've seen concerts a million times. It's all a show.
Yeah.
But what does it look like when she's done with the show, goes backstage, takes off her little cat ears, takes off her little earbuds, and then what? And then
she
gets on a plane
or like what? She puts on her like social when she actually does put anything personal. It's usually her sitting around watching classic kind of Broadway sing-along kind of shows because she loves that kind of film. And then cuddling with one of her many adopted dogs because she loves his lot of adopted dogs. I don't know. That's what it seems like.
Joe Exotic's been trying to get a pardon for months to no avail. Now the Tiger King is going to the expert, Kim Kardashian. He's got a 22-year prison sentence for hiring a hitman to kill Carol Baskin.
Yeah, that'll cause issues.
He has written to Kim asking for help. He says, I am writing you this letter not as Joe Exotic, but as the person Joseph Mandalondo Passage... Man Maldonado, I don't know. Asking you to please help me by taking 10 minutes out of your life and placing a call to President Trump and look at my 257-page pardon. It's all the evidence I am innocent and ask him to sign my pardon so I can return home to my husband, Dylan Passage, and my father. He says everybody's so busy making movies, getting interviews, selling stuff, and dressing up like me that everybody forgot I'm a real-life person in prison and kept from even telling my own story for something I didn't do. He said, if you call the president, no one even has to know you did it.
Okay.
You know this because you follow them. She's doing a 4-year law apprenticeship to become a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and she successfully lobbied to get several people out of prison over the past few years. I want to know how Kim Kardashian got into law school. When law school is so difficult to get into, yet here is somebody rich who greased the right palms.
No, I think she has hired, I will give her a pass that on this. She hired people to basically cram course help her. So she has like a team that helps her.
Really? Okay.
It's almost like she has personal tutors.
Okay.
So, and also I don't think she's in a standard law program.
School.
It's a different thing. But she would still be able to, but she still will be practicing law once she's finished. But I think it is a different program. And I do think she's highly intelligent. She is like you in Mensa. So I think she's able to do it.
Who's in Mensa? What?
Kim Kardashian is.
And who else is in Mensa?
I don't know.
Who?
Why do I care? They ain't my people.
Who? What about, who's it me? I'm in Mensa? Oh, I forgot I'm in Mensa. Yeah.
No, you don't let anyone forget. You don't let anyone forget. You know what I'm in?
What?
Secure. Thank you.
We know. Okay. Have a great day. It's the warmest day of the week. It was going to snow this weekend. They've canceled that. That's just not going to happen, apparently. So that kind of bums me out because I was looking forward to it. In Minnesota, Minneapolis, we have a 74% chance of a white Christmas, which is like not bad, but I'd rather make sure. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for donating to Christmas Wish. And thanks for being here for the Dave Ryan Show.